It looks like the Steveston Outdoor Pool will have extended hours once again next year, a decision that caused the Richmond City 2023 budget to go up a smidgen. In their deliberation on next year's budget, looking at an increase of 5.88%, Richmond City Council decided to add 0.01% minus $27,000 to continue extended hours at the popular outdoor pool. City staff reported the extended pool hours have been a success, but they were still not recommending doing the same this year. Given the tight economic outlook and high budget increase, they were looking for cost savings. City Council, however, decided this item was worth adding in, despite an almost 2% budgetary increase over 2022. The suggestion, however, by Count Carol Day to add an extra social planner, at $150,000 wasn't supported by the majority of council. The extra social planner would have focused on research planning to understand the increasingly complex and diverse planning and social issues that impact Richmond's most vulnerable. Mayor Malcolm Brody pointed the budget already includes a poverty reduction planner and social equity coordinator, and he didn't think the city could afford to hire yet another person in this area. From my point of view, that's plenty in that area, he said. There will never be enough, but that's all we can have this year, as far as I'm concerned. Police, East Comm Drive budget increases. Key drivers for increasing the budget are higher RCMP and E-Comm. 911 service, costs, the latter of which will go up $1 million next year. Count Cash Heed, who is a former police officer and West Vancouver chief constable, as well as a former solicitor general, said the E-Comm budget needs to be scrutinized. He has been appointed to the board of E-Comm, replacing Count Bill McNulty. The due diligence has to be done with respect to what E-Comm is set to do, what it was meant to do and how it can deliver a sustainable service to Richmond, Heed told council at the budget meeting. Two-thirds of the E-Comm increase is a result of a collective bargaining agreement with its union, while the rest of the increase is technical changes to its system. E-Comm, which handles police, fire and ambulance calls, is being mandated by the Canadian Radio Television and Telecommunications Commission, CRTC, to overhaul its system, which will modernize large aspects of it, like having the technology to know where people are calling from, and expand it to allow other emergency services to be included in the system. Of the 911 calls that come to E-Comm, about 63% are for police, 31% are for paramedics and 6% for fire departments. Earlier this year, E-Comm made the decision to keep ambulance calls on hold as they said serious police issues weren't being dealt with while 911 operators were waiting for ambulance dispatchers to pick up calls. The budget is scheduled to be finalized at next week's City Council meeting.